corn meal now?
Mm-hmm. Sure do.
What do you make, Seth?
Muffins. I make muffins with them.
Uh-huh.
And corn, just plain cornbread.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's used in a lot of different things.
Do you ever use it for frying?
Fish, fry fish.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of people sprinkle it on okra fries. I don't like it on okra.
Oh, I don't think I've ever had that.
I don't like it on okra.
Uh-huh.
But a lot of people do. Uh-huh. Sprinkle okra with meat and use it.
And then fry it in deep grease.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. What do you call cornbread that's cooked in the ashes of a fire?
I don't know. Hard okay. to call that.
What do you call soft cornbread that's made in a bowl and you eat it with a spoon?
Hush puppy.
Okay. Now, hush puppy is a little fried thing.
Yeah.
Now this is something that it's cornbread in a bowl and you eat it with a spoon. You ever heard of it?
No, I don't believe I have.
Okay. what do you call a round, flat pastry that's about that big around and it has a hole in the middle and it's made with baking powder?
Donut.
Okay. And how about the same thing if it's made with yeast?
Well, I believe they call that a yeast cake.
Okay. What do you call round flat cakes that are made with white flour and cooked on a greased skillet and eaten with syrup?
Pancake.
Okay. What do you call meat from the side of a hog that's slated but not smoked?
Fresh side meat.
Okay. What do you call pressed meatloaf made from hog jaw, hog's head, and so forth?
Hog head cheese.
Okay. What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
The seed.
And how about the hard thing in the center of a peach?
Seed.
Okay. And what do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
Peach. The peaches.
Well, it's a special name, though. There are two kinds of peaches. One, the meat sticks to the seed, and the other, the meat doesn't stick to the seed.
Oh, well, press.
Okay.
Press peach.
And how about the one that doesn't stick?
Oh. I can't think of the name of it. Clear seed.
Okay. what do you call beans that are eaten in their pods?
Oh, well, usually lima beans.
Okay.
Black eyed peas.
Okay.
Butter beans.
Okay. Is there any difference between lima beans and butter beans?
Nothing. Only one's green, the other dry. The lima beans are dry, and the butter bean, you know, is. Of course, they're both butter beans, right on.
Yeah.
But,
what do you call the kind of beans that you don't take out of the shells? You don't shell them?
Lima beans.
Okay, well, how about the long, skinny ones? Long, skinny kind of beans.
Oh, string beans?
Yeah. What do you call the tops of turnips or beets that you eat?
Turnips, just the greens. We call them greens. Green tops.
Okay. What do you call corn that's simply shucked and cooked and eaten with your hands?
Roast nibs.
Okay. What do you call a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but it's smaller than a squirrel and it just runs along the ground and it's light brown with darker stripes? I don't believe you have them around here.
I don't think so either.
It's a chipmunk. Have you ever seen a chipmunk?
I don't believe I have.
I didn't think
of that. I think we've seen pictures of them, you know, and all. Maybe if you've seen them in some other place, you know, besides right down here.
What do you call an animal with a strong offensive odor?
Skunk.
Yeah. What do you call a little animal that's about that big, I guess, and it hops along the ground, and it lives on land, but it lives near the water?
A rat?
No, this one hops. And sometimes
toad frog?
Yeah. Would you say it again?
Toad frog.
Okay. And how about a smaller variety of the same thing that makes a chirping noise?
Well, there's a bullfrog.
Okay. And how about a little teeny tiny one?
Spring frog.